Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Oh, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school, back to school, back to school. Well, here goes nothing.
Doesn't that play in the head of everyone when they go back to school? The monologue, the music.
And the courage it takes to
That's so true.
Step into it.
One foot in front of the other.
Yep.
Well, school will begin for almost all of the students in our listening area next week. So it is here. You can hold on to the last days of summer all you want, but it's coming for sure. And we're going to help you get ready for that first day of class right here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 7:41, 75 degrees. Here on WRHI, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. You can watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app and stay up to date with everything. No matter where you go, we can just go right there with you. And we're going to be talking about some new apps as it relates to getting back to school and getting on board and prepared with our very own Joe Burke from the Fort Mill School District. Joseph Burke, good morning.
Good morning. That's got to be one of the best bumper lead-ins I think I've heard in
a long
time. Yes.
It's so fitting.
Just for you. And for all the other PIOs in the school district. But today, it's just for you, Joe.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Joe is the Chief Public Information Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Joe, a massive year for Fort Mill Schools. Every year is big. But this year for you all, it's really big with the opening of your third high school.
Yeah, that's always an exciting time when you get a high school started. That's basically starting a new era in a district. You're building all these new traditions that are going to last for years to come. The school is ready and open. We've had staff in there getting all moved in and getting excited for kids to come back. And so we're very, very excited to be welcoming them come Monday next week.
I tell you what, it's the paperwork that has to be in place. It's the libraries. There's so many layers to preparing for the school year. How does it feel for the educators that have been in their classroom stocking those shelves and organizing? What are you hearing from them?
Well, the nice thing about it is it's the excitement, it's the buzz. These teachers are happy to be back and happy to see the kids coming back in. They look forward to this, to be able to work with their students, get their classrooms set up, not just the teachers that are going into new classrooms at a new school, but even the ones that are coming back to the classrooms they've been in before, getting back in there, getting their rooms together, and just getting prepared and ready for those students to come back.
We might complain about it, but we do like a routine. And when school gets back in session, that routine begins. What is new for families within the Fort Mill School District, or what will they see maybe this fall?
Well, one of the things with the changeover in the year, we are going to be starting a new bell schedule for our elementary and middle school. We did this to give a little bit more space between each school dismissal and start time to help out with bus transportation. It's not a big change. We'll have our elementaries going at 7:35 in the morning. It's a 5-minute change there. And then the middle schools will actually get out at 3:10 instead of the previous 3:20. Again, to give more pad for our transportation to try to get kids home on a regular basis without having any kind of delays, and give us a little bit of space to turn those buses as quick as possible. Some of the other big things that are coming up, next week we're planning to launch a new district app.
Awesome.
It's an informational app. It'll be in both the Android and Apple stores. It's going to have a lot more information in it, a lot of links to important stuff for parents to see, links to our new tip line. And along with that app and the tip line that's coming out, we're also launching the Crisis Go app, which has a lot of information in parents in there about how to report anonymously any issues that they may see or come across, as well as there's great information already in it if there is an emergency situation on how they should respond and react to it. So they're going to be seeing lots of communications from us about how to find these new apps and how to use them.
This is so fantastic. It used to be that you needed a website. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you didn't have a website where people could go and access information, then you were just really behind. But now it's almost like you make it so simple to almost spoon feed us parents the information we need to be up to date. If we're not up to date, we're just not trying.
Well, one of the things we find is that different people get their information in different ways. So we're trying to hit every avenue possible out there that people like to get their information to be able to share the stuff that's going on in our district and key important points. point. So,
do you still make phone calls, though? Because some people like those calls.
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, I'm sure everybody will be getting one in the next couple of days, welcoming them back to school. But, yeah, we still do the calls. We do emails, social media, our webpage. Everything is out there that we try to get for our parents to be able to keep them as informed as possible.
All right, we are speaking with Joe Burke, who's the Chief Information Officer for the Fort Mill School District, as kids get ready to head back to class on Monday, August the 19th. Again, one of the big additions this year will be the addition of the third high school, Catawba Ridge High School. Anything specific there that folks need to be mindful of? I mean, obviously the traffic pattern allow for some patience for probably at least a month or so, right? So they work out some of the kinks there.
Yeah, and I would actually just go and extend that across our district. Okay. We know of some road projects that are going on that are going to change traffic patterns. We know of some issues that are going to happen with the new school, and that's going to change bus routes. It's going to change car routes. So, you know, have a little patience on the first day coming through. Give us a little time with the bus routes to make sure we get those solidified. But as far as Catawba Ridge goes, they have some great new information they're putting out. It's got a map on there that shows you how to come into the car rider line, how to enter the bus lot, the student parking, stuff like that. So, you know, when you open a new school, everybody's got to learn all of these new things that were not there before. So we're going to make sure that they have the opportunity to do that.
One thing at Catawba Ridge, they seem to really, I mean, I think every time you build a new school, you learn from the two that you have built before, the one before, but they seem to have a lot of room for, you know, just navigating around and through and over the dale and there and there and up to the front, you know.
Yeah, they did a great job with the design of that school to try to give a lot of what we call stacking for cars coming in so that it didn't back up out onto the parkway as much as possible. There are multiple drop-off lines for different purposes. There's a pre-K program there, so they have the drop-off. Excuse me. There is a student drop-off. There's an entrance for the bus loops off of the parkway. So there was a lot of thought that went into that to try to make that campus flow as easy as possible.
Yes, which can look a little intimidating at first, but once you learn it, it makes sense.
Yep.
Who knew? You guys must have studied.
It looks like a line at Disney World, but yes, there is some thought and importance behind it for sure. When you go to a school and you're thinking, my gosh, this take forever to wind through the woods, as you pointed
out. Right. It's not doodling.
Yeah, exactly.
People went to college to learn how to create these things.
Oh, it's so exciting. And again, for Fort Mill Schools, Catawba Ridge new this year, but in the next couple of years, what, opening a school almost every year?
Yeah, we'll have two elementaries coming online and then follow that by middle coming online. Mm. So we're actually going to open three in 2 years. So it's going to be a real busy time. And of course, with that, the reason for opening them is our growth. We're still seeing the big growth this year. Right now, the last check that I saw on our student population, we're over 16,700 kids. And we're continuing to add them every day. So we're continuing that same growth rate. And we're going to get these schools running and continue the way we have been to continue educating students.
Wow, all right. And the first day of school is when?
Monday.
You know,
Monday.
Now that I don't have any in the Fort Mill School District, which I'm very proud to say they all graduated from, Monday.
Monday, August 19th. Woo! We'll see you bright and early in the morning.
All right. Joe Burke, again, the Chief Information Officer for the Fort Mill School District. As always, with any school, as we've pointed out, there are apps, there are ways to communicate with your teacher in your school. Don't be the people that don't show up on the right time, on the right wrong day, and get it all confused. In today's digital era, everyone is connected.